Right. So first of all, I have a link to the slide deck because I know people sometimes like taking notes, but this is for your convenience, so you can take a picture of this and you have everything. And also my contact detail, you know, you can kind of find me online if you have questions or any other things that, you know, we can keep in touch. So today's topic is about something I really care about so much, about the community. I will try to tell it as kind of my personal perspective. The story I'm telling you is very personal. It's about like my friends and stuff. So, meritocracy and bureaucracy. So this is like some terms that you just throw some terms out so people get interested about it. But actually, it's about diversity. So, who is like involved in an open source project?
Yay!
All open source. Good. So what's your role? Who is also like contributors, maintainers, anyone? Okay, so we kind of involved in the open source project in kind of some way. Some people are doing we call it like coding and stuff. But some people are like working in other roles that is also very important to support the community, and you know, other non-code stuff is also very important. So I also love open source. As you can see, I get involved in those open source projects. One way or another, I also get involved in the Python Software Foundation. It's the foundation that is supporting Python, the language itself, and the community. Because I love the community so much, I need to have community manager in my title, so I work in the OpenSSF as a community manager. We have a booth at within K level 2, so we are also there tomorrow, so come talk to us. I have a lot of stickers. Come here. We have also other like Linux Foundation for that stuff. Not just talk to me, come here. I'm going to skip this because you can talk to me at the booth, so I'm going to not spend time explaining what is open source. So, why open source is different, right? I know that a lot of us are open source like enthusiasts here, so maybe it's a bit like, you know, you don't need me to explain it to you, but just for the record, for folks who are maybe a little bit new to open source, so why open source is so different from, you know, maybe in your previous job, maybe you have worked in a, you know, a closed source proprietary project. Why governance is so different? Maybe you have already get a sense of it, but let me explain. So, I make a comparison here because I really like comparing things. I was a data scientist, you know, I like analyzing things. But, let's do a comparison of open source and proprietary software. So how is the community, how is the governance different? So, open source, so sometimes like we don't have a clear owner. A lot of projects they started with maybe one person, so that person will probably like you think they are the owner, but what if they're like, oh, I want to retire, I don't want to do this open source project anymore, I'm a bit tired, just like give it to someone else. So okay, who actually owns the project? Sometimes like